Blog Talk Radio.
I got another building. right, all right, all right. Hey, well, you know, we got to slow this stuff down this evening, though. Uncle Billy's here by himself. Uncle Billy's here by himself, and as you can tell, it is speeding up on the old cat. Yeah, y'all don't hear me, but I am losing a lot of energy on this laptop because I'm trying to multitask, and it's not working very well. Because I don't know what I'm doing. But one of my instrumental guys, the dynamic data processing person, is running a little late this evening. So I guess I would call him my producer. Well, anyhow, he's running late. But guess what? Ain't going to stop the show. Ain't going to stop the show. It's on and popping. I got a guest coming on tomorrow night that I'm hopefully meeting with on Wednesday to start making things very delectable for you all. So when you read about them turkey legs and stuff at Fair Park, you can see them on Welcome to Uncle Billy's World and Uncle Billy's New Renaissance. And I will be shocking y'all before the end of the week is out with something brand new. Something brand new and spanking. It's just getting better and better and better. So with that being said, I might have a couple of visitors tonight on the show. So just listen in. I'll be here until 8, close to it. I'll let the calls be the disclaimer. So with that being said, I'm going to tell you all, I missed a couple of songs on yesterday simply because the show was so interesting that I was predicated by deep-seated guilt not having any music set up and well prepared like I should have. Especially in a two-hour set. So with that being said, we're going to start getting ready almost every day for at least a 4 to 6 hour session. Not at the same time. It's going to be in different intervals, like couple of hours in the morning, a couple of hours in the afternoon, and a couple of hours in the evening. Y'all don't understand it, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to create some holes and then fill them up. Y'all hear me? Do y'all hear me? Do y'all hear me? Y'all print this one tomorrow morning. Print this show. Because this show is going to lead to a whole lot of other things happening. And you got to keep clued in if you're going to get in where you fit in. I hope a few of y'all understand what I'm talking about. Because if everybody knows what I'm talking about, we going to have a problem. You know, and it ain't Houston either. We talking about Garland. So, again, let's get started with a little more music. Man, I need some praying. If I told y'all the days I've been having over the weekend, well, one part, I lost one of my great-grandnephews in an automobile accident. I haven't had a chance to get a lot of the information about, what happened and what transpired and all of that because, you know, you don't want to get too many stories. So a lot of people, especially my family, don't call me with a lot of rhetoric and stuff. When they get set information on everything that happened or transpired, they call me because they know I am a gossip columnist. I pass stuff on. So, with that being said, y'all listen to this. Y'all know I love this. It won't be the end song no more for a minute. Also, hey, what did Miss Paige say? We move it on.
Yeah.
Well, I guess y'all don't like that as much as I do. But I just want to tell y'all a little about tonight's show. Because what we're doing here, y'all, is we're perpetrating frauds and everything else. We got businesses in South Dallas and in the southern sector that's thriving and doing. And I keep telling folk over and over again that the biggest boycott in history have been blacks against blacks. So, you know, just keeping it real, y'all, because, you know, this is the time of the year, and this is all in all, everything that we're doing together and everything else. But, you know, we got to change how we feel toward one another. Like when I was mentioning those turkey legs a little while ago. Eagles Barbecue on Martin Luther King does the same turkey legs and things every year. And they are on the way to the fair, exiting the fair and everything. So if you can get your turkey legs while you're in there, you can stop in there at Eagles and get some. You can wait till you're on your way out so they'll be a little warmer when you get them home. You know, all I'm saying is that sometimes for those of you that kind of like me, I like going to the fair in the daytime by myself or whatever, just walking around, seeing things. But my mobility is not what I hoped it would be by now. But anyhow, I'm going to get a turkey leg. But I'm going to be sitting at the table eating it, you know, and evil. Yeah, y'all don't hear me. A lot of that other stuff y'all going to be getting. But see, I need some vegetables anyhow. So I've already scheduled my lunch, you know, and all of that. So just giving y'all a little heads up. I just got a email from somebody that says, fake people gossip about everyone else. Golly. Real people mind their own business. I'm going to have to sign this one, y'all. You know what I'm saying? You know, because I got to co-sign this. So, that says everything I say in a nutshell. Y'all don't hear me. But guess what? Y'all going to hear me before it's over with. I got some friends coming in with some advertising that's enhancing to look at and prosperous to enforce. So it's all about trying to mind your own business and stay in your own lane. It's the same thing I just read about. You know, real people mind their own business, you know. What's mine is mine, and what's yours is yours. I can't count yours. You can't count mine. I definitely won't give up that privilege. Because I got a plan for mine like you got a plan for yours. Real is what rare. Real is rare, and fake is everywhere. Where is these guys getting these sayings from? Sound like my daddy's sayings. I'm trying to tell y'all. See, when I was young, my daddy would say stuff like that. Boy, if you always tell the truth, you don't have to remember what you said. Daddy, what does that mean? I'm 9 years old. You hit me with all these big old books and things like But I wasn't understanding that daddy was getting me prepared for today. You know, he said, he did tell me when I was real, real young. He said, boy, you don't like to work real hard, do you? I said, no, you know. I didn't show him my hands. You know, I had manicured fingernails. I was 13. And I guess he had already seen them, though, you know. See something, if you ain't got nothing good to say, you don't say nothing. So he didn't mention it. But thinking back now, I'm pretty sure he saw it because he was a wise old dog. But he would say stuff like, well, you know you better get your fun in now because you're going to work like hell when you get old. Dad, What you mean, man? What you talking about? You going to get my allowance? Yeah, here, boy. Yeah, you ain't going to do is run off and give it away. I know what you're doing. I said to myself, Daddy, you just think you know what I'm doing. You ain't seen nothing yet. And lo and behold, you kind of saw that move. Taught me one thing. Taught me a lot more about him than I ever would have thought. Well, you know, Tulsa, Oklahoma, Black Wall Street. What is this about, I wonder? I got a curiosity that goes beyond just reading. I'd like to see. You know what I'm saying? Oh, man, Black History Month. That's 6 months away. Oh, man, he got a link to it, too. By Black Wall Street. Well, see, when he come over here with this, I got to ask a few questions. Let me call him now. Cause I want some of this. Let me find y'all another song. Pretty soon I won't have to do it like this, y'all. But right now, I'm in by any means necessary mode. So bear with me until I can do a little better. And I guarantee you it won't be long. Yeah. I'll have Kirk Franklin. I got a lot of Kirk Franklin. But this one here is meant for all of y'all that know that he's been good to you, but you're scared to say it around somebody else. You can sit back and hum some of this one.
Yeah.
Walker, I would be there in a jiffy. But, you know, they say I'd be plugging up the rays, sitting down every 5 minutes. So, you know, breathing hard. So they tell me just stay my old butt home. But it's all about learning the nature of your business and why, you know, you need to be there or be somewhere. You know what I'm saying? It's all about product knowledge, y'all. You know, if you can't have product knowledge, you can't sell it. You can't enhance your chance of winning. So you have to know product knowledge. You know what I'm saying? No, y'all don't hear me. Y'all just think I'm blowing smoke. But I tell you this. You ask anybody that ever been through the weekly about anything that Uncle Billy put down, and you'll understand. Because that's what it's all about, you know. When I'd answer the phone, and they asked me, do you know how to get to Hoover Dam from... I said, no, I don't, not right now. I said, but I bet you what, in 5 minutes, if you call back, I have you a map. They said, for real? I said, just give me one chance. That's called opening the door for other parts of speech, other longevity. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be real good friends when I give you these directions, because everybody else you call said, oh, that ain't my job, man. No, I don't want to know that. That ain't here. Still don't mean you can't help. See, we got two or three different ways of looking at it. And I look at it as being the nature of the beast. And striking while the fire is hot. So, you know, I do anything for a chance at winning. You know, hey, success is where you find it. I just like winning, shooting marbles, playing spades. Well, don't get in the big boys game now. Getting the big boys game now. You know, I'm going to win. See, you messing with my money when you get in the big boys game. You know what I'm saying? When you getting somewhere where we, whatever you want to talk about, yeah. See, I play them kind of games, but I don't play them mind games. Everything I talk about in that regard is a fact coming from these lips, because loose lips think chips. I got the tightest lips in the world. I ain't going to tell on nobody. I ain't going to tell nothing, because I don't know nothing. Yeah, that's what that is. But anyhow, back to the basics. The basic thing is we all need to be coming together, because this is the money-making season. And if we ain't going to make no money together, why are we going to be friends? Why we going to, you know, what's that? I don't go out to party unless we going to make some money. I don't go to the movies unless we going to make some money. I don't even go to dinner unless we going to make some money. Some kind of way. If you got on one of them pretty hats that them ladies is wearing now, I mean, got it kicked to the side, you know, nice little brim around it and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, I go out to dinner. Cause I'm going to have about a dozen of them hats in the trunk or in the back seat. Yeah, with an alarm system on the car, a big alarm system. So, you know, stuff like that. Yeah, because as soon as them women start saying, "Ooh, Lord, that hat is hidden." Well, sweetheart, I got one just like it out there in the car, your size. Yeah. See, I go to dinner for something like that. You know what I'm saying? You see one of them sweet jackets, leather jackets, for waist length, you know, little old shorty jacket with them slacks on, one of them hats on backwards, you know. Yeah. Ooh, baby, I sure like that outfit there. I got another one out there in the car, Miss Lady. Just like that. That's the reason she in here. She's mocking. And y'all don't hear me. But it's ways to make money. And if you don't get in the game of making it, somebody going to be selling you something off the tire. Because that's where self-employment is the way to go when you really don't like work. Because eventually you're going to end up doing something you like doing, which is just like a hobby, y'all. I don't know how to keep telling y'all this. I don't know how to generate motivity with you, you know, because being self-motivated is so sweet. Ain't nobody got to tell you how to make no money when you know how to make money. Muhammad Ali told some folk one time on national TV, on world television, y'all didn't tell J. Paul Getty to stop making money. He said he still had a couple of more fights in him. And first thing out y'all mouth was, well, ain't you getting a little old champ? He said, I'm still champ. Y'all didn't tell J. Paul Getty to stop making no money. J. Paul Getty used to take his lunch to work with him in a little brown bag. And I have no problem with that. Now, I eat a bit more, so, you know, that would just be a snack for me. I stay hungry 24/7. Every time I see somebody with a bag, I ask, what's that? Might be a bag of money. I ain't going to tell. I'm just going to be the one to first tell you. I ain't going to tell. But I greatly would appreciate a little bag of money every now and then for telling y'all all these great and wonderful things. And one of them albums went down the wrong pipe. Better fresh it down with one of them pecan nuts. maybe a few of them pecans, peanuts. But anyhow, I got to move on because the topic is money and replenishing one's sources so that he could continue his operation. Y'all hold one second. Yes, my love, I'm on air.
I'll let you later.
Okay.
I'll let you tomorrow.
All right. Bye.
Yeah.
Yes, that was my best friend. She understood. I'm at work, you know. I can't do dual purpose reporting. But I would like to discuss with y'all the feasibility of y'all checking out the pages of the Ask Uncle Billy Show, putting out a new website that's called Bonton Historical. Bonton's Historical Treasures or something like that, something to that effect. And it's going to tell about a lot of things that's encompassed the history of Dallas that ain't really been spoken on for years and years and years. And we're going to have highlights and games and gadgets and all kinds of stuff. We will be getting a lot of additional information from other arenas that we'll talk about, like getting movement in our elderly districts of South Dallas, a little more help in understanding, because we don't have a large grocery shopping store down there. So I'm advocating behind closed doors real soon, but pretty soon this all gonna come out to the light, because we need some things, and we're not even asking for them. You know what I'm saying? I think not too long ago I was talking about pride coming before the fall, but God, dog, what y'all gonna need? A mountain to fall on y'all? So, with that being said, let me find another song, because y'all getting me kind of upset. Every time I think about everything that's out there that you deserve, and you know you deserve it, you done worked hard and all these. Man, I got a brother out there somewhere done worked 32 good years of his life at one place. Couldn't even retire after he had 30 years because he was too young. He had to do 32 years. And y'all telling me, yeah. And he worked with a lot of y'all, and y'all was older than he was. God dog me. But and y'all won't say, Uncle Bill, I need some help. Uncle Bill, they ain't giving me my medicine right. Uncle Bill, they won't let me do so-and-so, so-and-so. This is what I'm talking about. You got all of these needs, but you don't want to fight for them. You don't want to fight for your rights. Well, God, no. I bet you're not voting either. See, that's when I get upset. Because we here got, finna have three openings on the Supreme Court, and y'all going to let Donald Trump come in. And it just upsets me to talk about this over and over again, because it just proves that some of us don't care. And no, I'm not going to cuss tonight because my jaw is full. I put the top on it. And I'm changing my wicked ways. It's like a betrayal, you know. Y'all done did all of this. Now you don't want nothing for it. Y'all done worked for 40-some years, and now you don't even want to fight for your rights. It just knocks my socks off. I wish I was young enough, I'd say it knocked my pants off. But right now it knocks my socks off, you know, and it's kind of chilling. I think I better put the suckers back on. But with all that being said, y'all, you got to stand up for something. Golly, the cancer stuff coming around here. You got 18 people in your family that died from cancer, but you won't stand up for cancer. Damn. Oh, Lord have mercy. But you got sickle cell anemia in your family. Two of your grandchildren got sickle cell anemia traits and stuff. And they come through here, St. Jude's will come through here, and you won't even try to help St. Jude raise no money. They got kidney walkathons. You got more friends and people in your family on kidney health than anybody else in the neighborhood, anybody in the community, and you won't walk for a kidney. And, you know, just all this kind of stuff. Why do you keep sitting down when it's time for you to stand up? I just don't know. And it perturbs me that ain't nobody else trying to tell y'all about it. It just really don't make no sense. I know I'm going off of what was supposed to be talked about, but when you're talking about money, you're talking about all the things that will allow you and your friends to make more money. You could do fundraisers. But no, you don't want to think about what you can do. You just want to sit down and complain. Beats me. Don't complain to me no more if you ain't going to stand up with me, because I'm going to stand up. I'm going to be counted. I'm going to be recognized, because I know for a fact I deserve it. I went back to school when I was 30 to get this for. And, I done been through some trials and tribulations. Some of you men wouldn't even make it through. You know what I'm saying? So don't pull that hype with me because you see me in a suit. Yeah, meet me on the streets and think I'm one of them little chumps. Don't get your feelings hurt when I start taking off that jacket and you get to see some of these scars. Yeah, I ain't just been out there slapping my gums. I've been out there. I've been in the midst of it, and I am willing to get back in. Y'all don't hear me, but it perturbs me that I remember when our man downtown was going through all of his problems, needed people to stand behind him, needed people to say, well, I stand up for John, and I got one of them suits, too, too little for me. Now some wrong people got it, got a hold of it, and put it in a washing machine. And even though I'm small as I ever been in my life, I can't even wear a little booger. But guess what? That ain't going to stop me. If they start back selling, I buy a new one. Yeah. So, but then, hey, I'm calling them tomorrow and asking, do you still got some of them? But on the highway to success, we all ask and see what we can obtain. But when the people say, come get it, you ain't got no way. We always asking for something that we know we can't obtain because we like being broke. We like losing. And I just don't see it. I don't get it. I don't get it. A wise man told me one day, he said, well, man, I guess that's the reason you don't, you win as much as you do. Say, because you don't mind losing. I said, yes, I do. I said, I just don't complain about losing because I know my winning days, I number my losing days. Y'all don't hear me. You're going to have good days. You're going to have bad days. But that's something else I don't have. I don't have bad days. Sweetheart, I died two times on March 3rd, 1979. It is impossible for me to have bad days. I have rough days, but who don't? You know, let's face some of the facts. You got to win some, and just like that white guy Kenny Rogers used to say, you got to know when to hold them, you got to know when to fold them. you got to know when to walk away, but you sure enough got to know when to run. Because, you know, y'all don't hear me, y'all don't hear me, y'all just don't understand. But guess what? Y'all sooner or later going to have to get in the mix and learn that we got it. We got to deal with it. And if we don't, it's going to roll over to somebody else, somebody that don't need it as bad as you do. And guess what? Damn sure don't deserve it. Know what I'm talking about? No, y'all don't know what I'm talking about because y'all playing that I can't get up right now. I got that, yeah. I know what to do about it. And, you know, I ain't really into all of that, though. I'm just a nice Uncle Bill. So, what I'm going to tell y'all is this. Tomorrow night, we're going to have some winners on that's going to talk about their businesses. We're going to do a whole two-hour show. Yeah, I know I'm going to be tired when I get in, so I'm going to put the show in the morning. I ain't going to put in but a few words. We got a few winners going to be on tomorrow night. We're going to talk for 2 hours. And we're going to have a great time simply because it's time for the fair, y'all. Big Al Wash, man, I see them other games coming out the fair park. Darts sending in them ads, man. Golly, my web pages are full. I got to put out another web page by Wednesday. Y'all don't hear me. Man, it's a great world. But y'all got to get in it to win it. You can't stay on the outside looking in, waiting for the crumbs. We ain't dropping none, y'all. We ain't dropping none. This is not about the lame. This is about the winners. You know, if you don't understand the winning process, you can't win unless you play. You don't play the lottery, though, do you? Oh, but since there's so much luck in that, you don't want a sure thing because you're scared you're going to win. Y'all don't hear me. But guess what? Ones I've been talking to do, what the ones that pay me to speak do, and guess what? Here I come, y'all. Cause I know after I tell y'all one more time, I said dart, the State Fair of Texas, and Mr. Big Al Wash for all of the fighting and huddling up that he's done over the last 30-something years to keep Dallas safe and do the things he's been doing. They are the priority of Ask Uncle Billy Radio, and we're going to do them such a great service. Everybody going to know who they are, because DART is knocking down doors to get you all to start riding DART when you know you got it's a closer train ride to your house than a jailhouse cell for driving intoxicated and stuff. It's a closer ride if you a little disabled. You can call DART Paratransit and get a ride home. You see what I'm talking about? You can set it up. Golly, Lord have mercy. There's so many ways you can have fun in the city of Dallas. Boy, look at here, Dallas County, that it'll scare you sometime. We didn't have this kind of stuff when I was young. I wasn't sick then either. But if we had, I'd have figured out a way to ride with one of my partners. And they would have enjoyed the fair as much as I did when I was walking around that fair park all day. Yes, I was. But with that being said, we're going to hear a little of this one. And I'm going to tell y'all right now, good night, Whoopi Queen, for that 15. Because guess what? Uncle Bill finna be out of here. I'm going to give y'all this song. Don't listen all night long.
To hit a little bit, Jesus can work it out, because we need to tell the devil he ain't got a chance. While we trying to figure it out, tell your neighbor he's already working. Jesus can work it out if you let him. Come on.
y'all. That's it. Well, y'all know it's it. It's kind of already went off everything else. So, with that being said, y'all, good night. Oh, that's something. Let's go on and shut this one down, y'all, because it's time to get out of here. Look at them. They're going to run that again. They're going to run that again somewhere. I know they is, because that was a great show. So, that's what I was waiting on.